For SearchSecurity.com, I'm Rob Westervelt. You're listening to Security Wire Weekly for June 11th, 2008. In this edition, we'll talk to Gartner analyst Peter Firstbrook about the state of the email security market. Peter says it's saturated and expects a few vendors to dominate. We'll also talk to Peter about the acquisition of email security vendor Tumbleweed. Also the news, Microsoft issued patches to correct critical flaws in Bluetooth, DirectX, and Internet Explorer. Up next, my interview with Gartner analyst Peter Firstbrook, but first, this message.
There's analysts, there's industry experts, and there's the Security Squad. In a monthly podcast series, the writers and editors of SearchSecurity.com and Information Security Magazine debate today's hot-button security issues. Everything from the demise of network access control to terrorism to the merits of compliance. No topic is out of bounds. Join the discussion. Download Security Squad and our other great podcast today. Go to searchsecurity.com/podcast. That's searchsecurity.com/podcast.
And we're back. Peter Firstbrook is a recognized Gartner analyst and research director, and he focuses on the email security market. Peter says the market is saturated. And we saw signs of that last week. Tumbleweed is the latest email security vendor to be acquired. It is merging with Axway, a managed file transfer software vendor. We'll ask Peter about the Tumbleweed merger and how it affects the email security market. Peter will also tell us about some of the leaders and also talks about why some smaller businesses are turning to managed security services to handle email security. Thanks, Peter, for being with us.
Yeah, no problem.
Let's start off talking about the Tumbleweed acquisition. What does that mean for Tumbleweed customers, especially those in the email security market?
From my perspective in the email market, it's a net negative. I don't see any integration. I've never seen these guys in the market. My recommendation to existing Tumbleweed customers is, this is the death knell for Tumbleweed. I don't think that the email part of it was strategic to the acquisition. They were losing market share anyway, and they were losing effectiveness. And if they do decide to spin it out, there will be very little left of the company because this is very much an engineering technology. It's a people-driven thing. You can't create a good email filter and adapt to what's happening in the spam market unless you've got people that can constantly react. And so anybody that's worth their salt at Tumbleweed at this point will probably be, either looking for a new job or certainly by the time they get spun out a second time will have be gone. So I think it's pretty negative for the existing Tumbleweed customers, in the email space specifically I'm talking about here, and they ought to start looking for new vendors. And in the of the other vendors, I think you'll see them aggressively targeting Tumbleweed customers and giving nice, rebates back for infrastructure they've acquired and deals, because it's pretty much a saturated market right now. And so any of this kind of something like this, and it's blood in the water for all the sales reps from all the other company, they're going to be circling around these customers pretty quickly.
Let's talk about the email security market. How do you see the market playing out? Who are the leaders?
The competitors in the email security space, which generally is your priority purchase, and then you buy either an embedded encryption capability or one of their partners. So in that market, it's the big players: Ironport, Cisco Ironport. Mm-hmm. Secure Computing is another has a big install base. Proofpoint is a smaller vendor, but still quite a good one. Symantec is one of the big players there. Trend Micro is still pretty big in that market. The top three are Ironport, Trend Micro, Symantec. The ones that are really, really good are guys like Ironport and Proofpoint.
Now, Ironport obviously was acquired last year by Cisco, so there's been consolidation in the email security market.
Well, yeah, there hasn't been that much consolidation yet because nobody's left the market. I mean, there's, you know, Ironport got acquired by Cisco, but that didn't, you know, they're still being kept at pretty much arm's length, and so it's a management change here. Marshall's another one. They got bought by NetIQ, but then they got spun back out. So there hasn't been that many companies that have completely exited the market. So it's still a pretty big market. We're tracking, 18 major vendors make up 90% of the market. Ironport they had a pretty decent market share going back a few years, but they haven't grown at all. They've been about in the $20 million a year range for the last 4 years. Mm-hmm. And I would say are, you know, shrinking a bit now. So their market share has been eroding because the market has been growing at a pretty rapid rate.
Are companies primarily choosing some of the bigger vendors then, and then they're embedding some of the smaller players?
Well, it's definitely a consolidation around the winners now. At least the leaders in that market: Cisco, Google, Symantec, Trend Micro, Microsoft. These are all big players for anybody to try and get into this market. And meanwhile, it's a saturated market. Everybody in North America pretty much has an email gateway. There's some new business to be had in the SMB market. But that's primarily a services market. Google and Microsoft and Message Labs will really take over that market. And then internationally, there's probably some green opportunities. But you really need to be a big company to exploit an international market like Japan or China or things like that. So I think it'll rapidly consolidate. At least the buying activity is rapidly consolidating around some of the winners and maybe a few specialty players, and a lot of functionality is converging around that anti-spam MTA, the data leak prevention, encryption, anti-spam, antivirus, email routing and management. They're all converging on an appliance or a services-based platform. And then the other peripheral areas we're starting to see pull into this, there are web filtering, because there are so many web communications protocols now. And then also the other area that's starting to kind of integrate a little bit is archiving, email archiving.
Obviously for compliance reasons?
Yeah, for compliance and e-discovery. And there, you know, again, the services providers have a good strategy because they are, you know, service providers. So they're already in the cloud. And you know, what's the point of archiving it locally if you're a small business? You're going to have to replicate that somewhere. You might as well have it replicated in the cloud as it comes across.
And finally this week, Microsoft issued 3 critical updates on Tuesday as part of its monthly batch of updates. The patches plug holes in Bluetooth, DirectX, and Internet Explorer. The vulnerabilities addressed by Microsoft range from local privilege escalation to remote kernel code execution. But security experts said a flaw found in Active Directory should be given higher priority by IT administrators, despite being rated important by Microsoft. Although the flaw can only be exploited internally, it could cause a denial of service condition. Well, that ends this edition of Security Wire Weekly. Be sure to check out our previous podcast by going to our podcast landing page at searchsecurity.com/podcast. And as always, you can get the latest news and information at our news page at searchsecurity.com/news. For now, I'm Rob Westervelt. Have a great day.